மாலாசுதாம் கும்ப விபோத முத்ரா வித்யாவிராஜத கரவாரி ஜாதாம் அபார கருண்ய சுதாம்புராஷிம் ஸ்ரீ சாரதாம்பா பிரணத்தோஸ்மி நித்யம் வித் பெனடிக்ஷன் டு ஜெகன் மாதா சாரதா பரமேஸ்வரி தட் டெபாசிட்டி ஆஃப் ஆல் தட் இஸ் கல்ச்சர் நாலேஜ் ட்ரெடிஷன் விஸ்டம் ஆர்ட் லேர்னிங் ஃபைன் ஆர்ட் ஐ போ டு ஹர் அஸ் ஐ கமென்ஸ் மை அட்ரஸ் டுடே இட் கிவ்ஸ் மீ கிரேட் பிளேஷர் டு வெல்கம் யூ ஆல் டு திஸ் பிளசன்ட் அண்ட் சாலம் ஃபங்க்ஷன் ஆர்கனைஸ் திஸ் ஈவினிங் டு கமமரேட் த சில்வர் ஜூப்ளி of the SIES College of Commerce and Economics. Time has indeed flown. It was as if the other day the college is inaugurated and dedicated to the nation. The celebratory spurt would pale into insignificance if we were to recognize the reality that this milestone is by efflux of time and any institution worth its name would sooner or later climb this peak. It is just not in the number of years, but how well these years have been spent in the cause of the nation and in the cause for which one endears himself, that shall call for the celebrations. Parvatini samsare vrtako vana jayate sajataha yasi jatena yati vamsham samanitham, says Raja Bhartahari. In this transient world, who can escape the cycle of birth and death? But that life is worthwhile which works for the upliftment of humanity as a whole. As the poet says, it is not in growing a tree in bulk that makes a man better be. We live in deeds and not in years. One crowded hour of glory is far more than a full life without mention. All through these 25 years, this institution has served the cause of education with distinction. It is this that we are celebrating today. As this institution commenced on the 29th of May 1989, as was indicated before, in the early years, in the formative years of this institution, it found its feet stuck deeply and strongly to the ground. And once it was able to put its foot firmly onto it, it started consolidating. And in the years following, it started setting for itself goals which are higher, goals that would inspire them to peak further in life. On the threshold of the silver jubilee of this institution looks higher, wants to soar greater peaks. The call of the mountain is irresistible, and it is the inspiration that it draws from the mountain that makes it believe that it has to scale new peaks. And that is why it has adopted the motto, scaling new peaks, as it celebrates its silver jubilee. It has therefore interwoven into its celebrations the celebration of the mountain itself. What better time to celebrate the mountain than now? It is indeed the 60th year of the ascent of humankind to the Mount Everest. And therefore it has interwoven into its own celebrations the diamond jubilee of the ascent of mankind to Mount Everest. On the 29th of May, 1953, exactly at 11:30 a.m., history was created by man when Sir Edmund Hillary and Sherpa Tenzing Norgay summited the peak and held atop the flags of United Nations, India, Nepal and United Kingdom. Exactly 36 years later, on the same day, at the same time, the SIES College of Commerce and Economics was inaugurated by Dr. Shankar Dayal Sharma in the august presence of the governor and several ministers of the state and academicians. So there has been a connect, even though not intentional, between the mountain and the institution. It is this inspiration of the mountain that has drawn the institution into celebrating the mountain itself. For times immemorial, this mountain has been the abode to gods. It has been believed that the rooftop of the world is the abode for the lords from where they dispensed their grace and benediction to the beings below, whether it is human beings or animals, in the earth itself. It was therefore considered sacred, the mountain itself, the mountain top itself, and the path leading to the mountain. Therefore, to tread on the mountain was considered a sacrilege. It was prohibited, and therefore it was a taboo for human beings to ever scale the mountains. 8,840 meters above the sea level, this geographical giant has always inspired mankind. Man has ever been engaged in trying to tame this mountain and conquer it. The inspiration for man has been the quest of looking beyond himself, hearing beyond what he hears. All that is invisible to him is what has attracted him, the mystic behind even the superstitions that have gone into it. He wants to dissolve as he treads the path of life. And therefore, this superstition that the mountain was the abode of gods and therefore it was beyond human beings' ascent was also destroyed by man when he started the ascent 90 years ago. The mountain consumed several of these people during the first 30 years because the path leading to the mountain is treacherous. The climate is uncertain. The avalanche that comes in is something which can never be forecasted. Delirium can set in. Fever is certain. Death is inevitable if you slip even by a fraction. Despite all this, several people have followed this perilous path and have reached the top. Several have survived to tell their story of this incredible ascent to the Mount Everest and also the name and the fame that has come to be associated with this ascent to the peak. It is just not the name, the fame, the glory that makes men and women go to the top of the world. It is something beyond this. As Sir Edmund Hillary said, it is just not conquering the mountain, it is conquering yourselves. It is this passion to conquer oneself that has made it incredible to manifest the indomitable spirit of mankind, of his quest for going beyond the ordinary. Today the stage is decorated by several of these youngsters, several of those people who have made it possible for us to believe that everything is possible. You need to have a mind to travel beyond and then everything will come your way. These boys from Sanavar have made history. Jordan Romero at the age of 13 could not drive, the license was not given to drive. He cannot even vote because the voting age in America was far more even then. But he could climb. And he climbed the mountain at the age of 13. And was the first American and therefore the first student ever to have climbed the mountain. But that inspiration of that young boy propelled the school in Sanavar, the Laurel School in Sanavar, the boys from Sanavar to believe that they also can make it. If Jordan could do it, why not we? The Sanavar Everest expedition we started with these 7 boys reached the peak. 6 of them reached the peak and 1 of them missed it by a fraction, not because of any fault of his, but because the oxygen cylinder that he had started leaking and he was advised from safety point of view and his own life to get down to the base camp. Education is not merely the destination, my dear friends. It is the preparation, it is the effort that goes into reaching that destination as well. That is why we said we will honor this boy no less than the other boys who had reached the peak. They have demonstrated convincingly to all of us that age is not a factor for risk-taking or even adventure. We have many to learn from this youth brigade of Sanavar. Of this boy from Tehri, Rathuria, it's normal for a boy from the mountains to always be fascinated by mountains and wonder, one day I shall conquer the mountain. And therefore it was not a small wonder that one day he climbed the mountains and reached the top. But that was not interesting. But even this first year BA student from the PT College Theory, who made it as he came down, there was revelry, there was celebration in the town of Theory. But this boy would have nothing of that. The call of Uttarakhand was far more deeper than the celebration of the village itself. And the boy had nothing of these celebrations. And he rushed to Uttarakhand to participate in the rescue and relief operations across the river Alaknanda and other rivers where several countless number of people were stranded, and to give relief and succor to them and to bring them to shores of safety, the boy engaged himself. He has demonstrated convincingly to us that life is just not a milestone, my dear friends. It is beyond that. The power of life is inspiration. The power of life is service to others. And this young boy, Rathuria, from the town of Tehri, has given us adequately that this is life. What do we speak of Arunima Sinha? 2 years before, life came shattering down when she was pushed out of the train in Delhi and her leg had to be amputated. Not just the leg, even the dream of life came shattering down. But then she would not give in. She believed she wanted to live and she wanted to demonstrate that she can live better. And what a way to demonstrate to all of us how to live. Under the influence of Bachendri Pal, the first woman who claimed the Mount Everest, this girl started her ascent to the mountains. And this year, she scaled the peak in the Diamond Jubilee year of ascent of man to the mountain. It's a clear case ఇట్స్ ఎ కన్విన్సింగ్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఓవర్ మ్యాటర్. వాట్ డు ఐ స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ డాక్టర్ మురాద్ లాలా? ఎన్ ఆన్కాలజిస్ట్, ఎ సర్జన్ హూస్ గోల్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ టు సేవ్ లైఫ్స్. ఇఫ్ యూ కాంట్ సేవ్ లైఫ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద డ్రెడ్ఫుల్ డిసీజ్ ద పీపుల్ ఆర్ ఎఫెక్టెడ్ ఇన్ ద హెడ్ అండ్ ద నెక్ క్యాన్సర్, at least to mitigate the pain that comes on to the people or prolong life itself. To most of us who are professionals, we always have the excuse to say we have no time. We have no time for our passion. But here is a classic case of a person who has demonstrated convincingly that you still can have your passion and also your profession. If there is a will, there is always a way. And what better way to show that than Dr. Murad Lala, who claimed the mountain during this year and showed to all of us that anyone can do that. It's fine to climb the mountain, but then you have to trek, surface the road before you come to the mountain. And therefore, we have a person other than these mountaineers who is being honored today. Hiralal Yadav is a classic example of what Indian can be. This man has an incredible feat of having traveled the length and breadth of this country not once but 13 times. Covering 81,000 kilometers in the process. The last time, the 13th time when he commenced his parikrama, it started in the Lima district in Arunachal Pradesh on the 5th of December 2012. On the 24th of June 2013, it was terminated in the Thane district of Maharashtra. Every parikrama of his, he used to espouse some causes, be it the prisoners of war, be it the woman empowerment, be it the youth brigade, be it the campaign against vices. There has not been a single travel across the length of the country without a cause. The cycle that we have over here has a very unique tradition. If ever there is anyone, whether a being or an animate object, which had kissed the mother earth of this country all along its path, the one and the only one that I could recollect from history is this cycle. Even Hiralal Yadav, at times when he is pedaling, it would not be possible for him to touch the earth. But this cycle tire touched and kissed the mother earth all along the route, not just once, as many times as he had been into his expedition. Life, my dear friends, is like a bicycle. You will fall only when you stop pedaling. As long as you pedal, life will move on. And when we asked of him, when you look at this cycle, it has no seat. See it carefully, there is no seat. And when I asked of him, why is there no seat? He said, one third of this country goes to bed without a morsel of food and even potable drinking water. If I have to reach out to the people in the countryside and be part of them and share their joy and grief, the little that I can do is to bring myself to their status, stress and strain myself as I reach out to them. And I understand nothing else except to say that I have no seat. And therefore I push myself, and in the process he has peddled himself into the hearts and minds of Indians all over. These are difficult times for this nation. Fissiparous tendencies have gained the currency. Divisive elements have rocked the fabric of the society. Freedom that has been obtained by struggle of our founding fathers no longer holds any relevance. Despondency and despair seems to loom large. The skyline is dark. In spite of all this, there is still a silver lining. There is light at the end of the tunnel. It's thanks to men and women and children like the ones who have assembled over here. The eternal inspiration that is provided to these achievers and to all Indians all over the country is our beloved President, Dr. Abdul Kalam. He might have demitted his office, the constitutional office he might have demitted at the end of his tenure, but to the large section of Indians, he is president in their heart, president in their minds, and he is what India represents itself. The Indianness that we speak about, the glory of this country and the heritage that we speak about are all clothed in one person. That's Dr. Kalam. It is his inspiration that has made several people do the extraordinary. Ordinary people doing extraordinary things can only be by inspiration. And here has been a fountain of inspiration which has never dried. We are beholden to you, sir, for your graceful presence here today. On the 17th of July last year, he came to this institute, Sabha. Seven ordinary people with extraordinary achievements were honored. And he felt very proud of those people who came to be honored. And today I think he will feel more proud of seeing youngsters, the future of this country, the shapers of the destiny of this country, the architects of this nation. And I'm sure all these people will take this nation to its rightful place amongst the committee of nations the world over. And therefore, I'm sure he will be more inspired to see youngsters picking scales that he wished that they should do. This is the glimpse of developed India that we are looking at. As I come to the end of my address, let me quote Tennyson to say that more things are wrought by prayer. Let us therefore pray for a very long life, a contented life, and a healthy life for Dr. Kalam. As Lord Banyan says, a contented mind is a continual soul. Let this journey continue for him to inspire the world all over. May he shed his grace on these youngsters and all others over there, so that they shall scale greater peaks in the years ahead. May these ambassadors of this country take this country far and wide. May the good Lord shed his grace on all of us, so that we can draw a leaf from the life of men like Dr. Kalam and make our life sublime. Thank you, and God bless us all.